From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina remain on alert following a second night of violent protests after another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The governor of North Carolina declared a state of emergency in Charlotte and deployed National Guard troops in the city. The demonstration, which began peacefully, turned violent. This protester says some people came to the march only to cause trouble.
They started throwing gas. They started throwing everything. It was these loud things with a lot of, I don't know what it was, but they were just really rude. They had no compassion. They were even rude during our prayer. They were just rude for no reason.
Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The Charlotte government said one person was shot Wednesday night by another civilian, not police. The city government also retracted a statement that person had died. The protest stemmed from a black Charlotte police officer fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car and ignored police commands to put the gun down. Scott's killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to become intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted the situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic. A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or artillery shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent. Authorities say tests will be done on an ordnance to determine if a chemical agent was used. An official said no one was hurt in Tuesday's attack at Kiara West Air Base, but several U.S. troops were on the base at the time. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry suggested to a high-level meeting at the U.N. Security Council Wednesday that a sort of no-fly zone has to be in place or should be in place. It's the latest recommendation toward helping humanitarian aid get to the people of Syria in dire need of assistance. Kerry did not single out Russian or Syrian planes, which are suspected of having a role in the attacks on the humanitarian convoy this week, which killed more than a dozen people.
On Monday, 20 aid workers were killed in an outrageous, sustained, two-hour attack directed at a fully authorized humanitarian mission near Aleppo. Fully authorized. All of the permits had been given. Everybody was on notice. Now, this attack has dealt a very heavy blow to our efforts to bring peace to Syria, and it raises a profound doubt about whether Russia and the Assad regime can or will live up to the obligations that they agreed to in Geneva.
As for his proposal on flight restrictions, Kerry said it will apply to all aircraft in specified areas of Syria, including planes flown by the United States and its coalition partners. The FBI is asking the public for help in locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may be tied to the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York and New Jersey. The suspect, Ahmad Khan Rahami, faces multiple federal charges, including use of a weapon of mass destruction. Authorities arrested Rahami on Monday after an exchange of gunfire with police that left him and two officers wounded. A coalition of human rights groups called on African Union leaders Thursday to abandon consideration of plans to urge withdrawal of its members from the International Criminal Court. Last April, a committee convened within the AU recommending withdrawal from the ICC unless it meets three conditions, one of which was immunity from prosecution for heads of state and other senior officials. Representatives from the AU are set to meet with the United Nations Security Council on Friday to discuss the potential exit. Authorities on the U.S. island territory of Puerto Rico expect to have power restored Thursday to a large swath of the island. Schools and businesses were forced to close in Puerto Rico Wednesday after a fire at a power plant left 1.5 million people in the dark. The governor of the island said the fire destroyed a system that provides power to about 30% of the island and caused 15 additional fires across the island as generators began to malfunction. Fortunately, no one was hurt. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.